Good morning. We're learning Chayyadim, Klalam and Aleph, and we're learning the halachas of Kavod Svarim. So Chayyadim presented it in his order, but I'm going to follow and use the Sefer Ginzei Kodesh, written by Rabbi Yecheskel Feinhandler from Eretz Yisrael. He has a very nice presentation in Perek Beis of the Sefer of the halachas of Kavod Sefer Kodesh. So the first thing he points out is that we have responsibility to make sure that Svarim should not be in a situation of Bizoyim. And he brings an example of this based on the quote from the Sefer Chavos Yoyer, the Sefer Mekor Chayim, written by the Chavos Yoyer, which is one of the Gedolei Ador in his time in Poland, wrote a pirush in Shulchan Aruch or a Chayim called Mekor Chayim. So in Simet Kufnun Dalad, he says the following thought. There's a halacha in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph that a person should not carry a kais, which is mole mayim or mashke. He should not pass it over a piece of bread because there's a good chance it might spill. And when it spills on the bread, it makes the bread all mushy, etc. And because we have to have covered for the bread, Bershom gave us pas. This is a sustenance. We have to respect for the sustenance the Bershom gave us. Specifically, bread is considered the main sustenance of a person. So we should not put it in a potential situation of bizoyan. So that's in Arachayim, Simen Kufayin Aleph. So the Mekor Chayim, Simen Kufnan Dalet, says, well, Kalvul Chomer, that should be true by Svarim. He then quotes Rabbi Yasher. Rabbi Yasher says it really depends on how much the possibility of, is an issue. So a person is learning, and he's holding a cup of coffee in a precariously perched way. He's not being mekayim this halacha of being sensitive to the potential bezoyin of the sefer of spilling this and staining the sefer. But if it's put down in a very safe way, etc., that would not be an issue. He then continues to the next halacha, which we mentioned, that a person cannot place a sefer on the ground, or even in a place where people will walk, even if it's not on the ground. So the example which is given in halacha is the steps going up to the Aron Kodesh. So the steps going up to the Aron Kodesh are not the ground, they're raised off the ground. But since people walk there, so you cannot put Svarim there, even when people are not walking there and there's nobody there. An application of this would seem to me is a person has a minivan, and you have the trunk space of the minivan. You want to put Svarim down directly on that trunk space. So in the front of the van, that's raised off the ground, but that is a place where people walk. That is where people, when they step into the van, that's where they walk. Whereas in the back area, that's the same height, but it's really a different, it's used as the trunk space. People do not walk there. And the person would be allowed to put a sefer down there. If a person uses his van in such a way that the kids get in and out through the back, or that's how he climbs in to arrange things, etc., if that's a normal usage of it, it would seem to me then the person should not put a sefer directly down on that flat trunk space in the back. So how much do you have to raise the sefer off the ground that it should not be a problematic? So, if the sefer is raised a tefach off of the ground, that is sufficient, number one. Number two, if the sefer is inside of some type of a container, even though it's in the bottom of the container and the gap between it and the ground is actually very minimal, even if it's just like a bag, but if it's a bag which has a certain amount of integrity and will keep open a space of a tefach by a tefach by a tefach, so a person is allowed to put the bag down with the Svarim inside of it. If a sefer has not been learned from yet, it's been printed but has not been learned from yet, its level of kedusha is less. This idea is mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Dalet, Sifkat Nun. The Shulchan Aruch is discussing the halachas of Hatzolah of Kisvei Kodesh on Shabbos, talking about the halachas of Hatzolah from a fire in general. Specifically, the lachas of Hatzolah from Kisvei Kodesh and part of the Siman. And it talks about some of the lachas of Geniza and Kavod to different types of items which are used for Svarim. And the other Shulchan Aruch says that when they wrote a sefer, they wrote it on a piece of paper and they cut away some of the paper. So that paper, once it's cut away, does not have a kedusha of kedusha. There's no halacha of geniza. You would not save that from a fire on Shabbos, etc. And the Mishabura, in that context, differentiates between paper which is cut away from the sefer before the sefer has been used, has been learned from, and paper which is cut away from the sefer after the sefer has been used. So that is to be discouraged to do. But if that has been done, a person cannot cut it away to use it for tzarech klal. And if it's been done, that does have a din of kedusha. So we see this difference between a sefer which has been used and has not been used. So similarly over here, a sefer which has not been learned from yet has a level, less a level of kedusha, and there's no halacha that you have to raise it off the ground a tefach, but it should not be put directly on the ground. That's why you might see, you go into a swarm store, they'll have piles of swarm sitting directly on the ground, just with a piece of cardboard or a piece of paper underneath them. Or they come wrapped up from the publisher, paper wrapping, and then they're put directly on the ground. So again, that's not a bag, it's just wrapping. But since it has not been learned from yet, then it's sufficient in regards to this halacha. A person at home has used the sefer, and he's trying to clean out his swarm shelf, and he wants to put some swarm down. So he says, "Oh, I saw in the swarm store they put a piece of paper down and put the sefer on top of that. That would not be allowed because that sefer already has been learned from, and therefore it has to be raised at least a tefach off of the ground." Have a good day.